You might choose to place props, such as a folded blanket under your head and neck, and perhaps a bolster or a thickly folded blanket beneath your knees to relieve any stress on your lower back as you come into Shavasana, a reclining, restful posture on your yoga mat or a beach towel. I'll pause in silence for a few moments as you settle in. Close your eyes, lower your gaze. We're going to explore the midot, qualities of soul found at the center point of the 13 attributes of mercy, Rav Chesed ve'emet, abundant loving kindness and truth, in three experiential ways. First, I'll offer a brief Midrash, inspired by Torah, those mystical moments when God revealed the 13 attributes to Moshe for you to listen to. Next, I'll guide you on a mindfulness meditation journey through your body. This will then be followed by silence, an opportunity for you to integrate the Midrash and meditation on cellular and soulular levels. Mindfulness, whether practiced through movement such as yoga, dance or walking, prayer, chant, silence, photography, eating, playing with children, or any other form it takes, is really tshuva, the art of return, coming and going, returning again and again to the present. What is true with abundant loving kindness. Open your awareness to feel the gentle ways you are propped and supported, comforted and cradled in this moment. The floor beneath you, the earth beneath the floor. Inhale fully, deeply. Exhale slowly, completely. Once again, inhale fully and deeply. Exhale slowly. Completely. Allow your breath to return to its natural rhythm. In this moment, you are yourself, and you are Moshe. Perhaps every generation born and to be born, throughout time and space, unified. For the Torah was given to all of us to experience with all of our senses, lishmoa, listening with the wholeness of our hearts, the fullness of our bodies. You, we, aneshamot, souls, cradled in an ancient cleft of stone, high on a mountaintop. This you that is you and is Moshe, this constellation of every generation throughout time and space, is our suspended in Yerah, a combination of tremendous fear and awe, radical amazement, wonder rippling through your flesh and bones, the only way life force can be perceived, seen, heard, felt, recognized, known to us in a given moment, with Emmet, truth, present, awake to life just as it is. Next, this collective that incorporates you and me and Moshe and on, are mysteriously comforted by the sensation of a protective parental hand sheltered by Rav Chesed, abundant loving kindness. Rachaman, the compassionate one, covers your panav, your face, Moshe's face, our face, protecting us, all of us, from seeing hapanav, the face of Yah. Looking upon hapanav, the face, would be too much glory for us to receive. To do so would overload our neural circuitry. To do so would be fatal. Instead, with Rachum v'chanun, gracious compassion, we are granted a unique view of all that is, was, will be, peering straight through the panimiut, the innerness of the One. And we witness the pure, radiant goodness of ourselves, you, me, Moshe, every generation born and to be born, all of creation, with perfect clarity. This is how Ein HaChaim, the source of life, perceives, sees, hears, feels, recognizes, knows us. For a blessed moment, we remember what we understood as innocent newborns, not yet conditioned by expectations or disappointments. We are cradled in an ancient cleft of stone, high on a mountaintop, embraced by abundant loving kindness. That is truth. Rav Chesed ve'emet. And then it's gone. The moment passes. The view through Kedushat Panimiut, the sacred innerness, dissolves. And the rest of our lives are spent in Shuva, return. Returning to brief glimpses of clarity, the Emet of Rav Chesed. And it's available in every breath when we pay attention, set an intention to be awake to life unfolding just as it is. What could be more loving, kind, and truthful than Hineni, being fully present? Re-entry points are scattered throughout our days. Something touches our hearts. We inhale with startled surprise, sense or ha'olamim, the light of all the worlds, illuminating intimate, awe-infused moments. We recognize a truth that had seconds before been hidden. With awareness, we praise. Hallelujah. Yeah, we exhale, begin the process again. Bathe in the light of this collective memory. Settle into corporeality, the physical reality of reclining on your mat or towel. Feel how you are propped and supported, comforted and cradled. The floor beneath you, the earth beneath the floor. Inhale fully, deeply. Exhale slowly, completely. Inhale fully and deeply once again. Exhale slowly, completely. And allow your breath to return to its natural rhythm. As each area of the body is brought into the spotlight of awareness, witness what is present, what is true for you. Pay attention to places in your body that are relaxed, comfortable. Places that are tired, achy, tight. Places that are strong. Places that stir feelings of aversion, mistrust, pride, joy. There's no need to rehash an old story or create a new one. Simply notice thoughts and emotions arising and passing, the same way physical sensations do, the same way breath enters and exits. Guide awareness toward the tips of your toes. Now slide your attention along the soles of your feet. Notice the tops of your feet. Any places your feet make contact with something solid. Observe the spaces that are free where air kisses your feet. Draw attention up into your ankles. Shins. Calves. Arrive at your knees. What is true as you bring loving presence to your knees? Enter your thighs, fleshy, powerful muscles surrounding the longest bones in your body. shift your attention into your pelvic girdle. Explore this area from the perspective of panimiut, innerness, with abundant loving kindness. Notice what is true here. Now rising up the spine into your belly and all the organs this region contains. Feel the movement of breath expanding and contracting. Is there tension, a tendency to hold the muscles and emotions in? If so, perhaps your breath can soften your belly just a little. Belly soft. Spine long and supple, making contact here and there on the floor. Notice how breath gently rocks the crib formed by your ribs, sheltering your heart. Your heart tells the truth when you listen. Your whole body tells the truth. The heart's response to contentment, as well as sadness, emergent or habitual fear, is abundant kindness. Over the next few breaths, just listen. You may be aware that your attention has wandered into stories of the past or future. This is what our wonder-filled minds do. It is not a mistake or something you are doing wrong. This noticing is mindfulness, guiding you back hine, here, to your body, to the truth of the present moment, revealed exactly as it is. Chest rising and falling with each breath in and each breath released. Pay attention to this motion for a few more breaths. Explore your shoulders, aware of the weight they often carry, figuratively and literally. In this moment, your shoulders have no responsibilities. Perhaps you can breathe softness into your shoulders. Now send the breath all the way down your arms, wrists, into the palms of your hands and fingertips. Observe what flows, comes, and goes. Sipping awareness back up your arms, through your shoulders, into your neck and throat. Hear the ocean song of breath. Feel the motion of swallowing. Guide your attention toward your panav, your face. Allow awareness to rest upon your lips. Part them slightly. Release your jaw. Separate your teeth. Neuroscientists have found that even a half smile can relax your whole nervous system. Smile gently from the inside of your mouth outward. Scan your body, heart, and mind to see if this is true for you. Direct awareness to the tip of your nose. Feel breath entering and exiting. Soften your eyes, the lids, the tiny muscles and delicate skin around them. With kavana, an intention of friendliness and loving kindness, you might choose to invite the smile to lift the corners of your eyes. Now imagine a loving presence smoothing your brow. Placing a compassionate hand on the crown of your head, blessing you. The compassionate one, shining upon you, through you. As we enter silence, remember whenever you realize your attention has drifted, there's no need to judge or question your ability to stay focused. This is what every human mind does. When you see this, it is mindfulness. Allow the noticing to guide you back, hine, here. Mindfulness is tshuva. The art of return, coming and going, returning again and again to the present moment, to what is true with abundant loving kindness. Rest now, aware of what arises and passes, cocooned safely in silence.
Adonai, Adonai, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet. No tzeches el alavim, no se avon vafesha vechata venake. Erech Apayim V'rav Chesed V'emet No Tzechesed L'alavim No Tze'avon V'afesha V'chata V'nake Adonai, Adonai, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet. No tzeches el alavim, no se avon vafesha v'chata v'nake.
Gently begin wiggling your fingers and your toes, bringing movement back into your body with chesed v'emet, loving kindness and truth, turning your head from side to side. May you return again and again with awareness to those precious moments of perception in which your whole being is awake to Rav Chesed V'emet, abundant loving kindness and truth, glimpses of life through the Panimiut, the innerness of Shekhinah, the one who dwells among us and shines through us. As you're ready, opening your eyes. I'm Laura Hegfield, and you've been listening to Minucha Belev, a Jewish mindfulness meditation podcast series offered through Temple Beth Abraham in Nashua, New Hampshire. This particular meditation was first shared with some wonderful students at Isabella Friedman in the summer of 2013 as part of the Tikkun Yoga program, in which I had the great honor of teaching with my teacher, Rabbi Miriam Klotz, and also Rachel Duan, two fantastic yoga and Jewish spirituality teachers. To learn more about experiential Jewish educational retreats and programs at Isabella Friedman, that are sure to encourage the growth of your soul, please visit www.isabellafriedman.org.